Go past the reception desk and up the stairs, and on the second floor of KVC's Olathe office, there's a room set up just for kids. It doesn't have any windows, but the Kansas foster care contractor has tried to brighten it up with enough coloring supplies to fill an art store and an impressive collection of kids' movies.
They've got video games and movies and books and games and all kinds of stuff.
KVC Vice President Lindsay Stevenson says during the day, kids waiting for a foster home placement or a supervised visit with a parent are constantly playing in here. And kids being kids, some of the coloring pencils are out of place.
You can see kids were getting crazy in here at some point.
While the kids are playing, down the hall, the people trained to find kids a place to stay are calling around to family members, to foster families, to group homes. The time ticks by. The callers keep calling. Social workers take the kids out for dinner, or volunteers bring meals in. And then there's a decision to make.
When it starts to get later, like bedtime, then we'll start trying to determine where are they going to stay? Is it going to be in an office?
A social worker gets the kids who are staying in the office into pajamas and walks them down the hall to brush their teeth. In the same playroom, they put them to bed, on the couches or on the cot Stevenson picked up from the Coleman camping factory after she realized it would be more than once or twice that kids would be sleeping here. Someone, usually a social worker, will stay up with them through the night. Sometimes, though, it's the KVC vice president herself.
When this first started kind of happening, I would come in a lot. It's terrible to know that there are kids in the offices and to know that our staff who've maybe worked all day or our staff that are coming in to relieve them are sitting with kids, and that's not what we want for kids.
KVC had 103 kids sleep in their office in 2017. Their counterpart in Western Kansas, St. Francis Community Services, had 127. But KVC President Danielle Bartelli says it continues to be unnerving.
I've been doing this for 17 years, and I had not spent the night in an office with a child ever.
The number of kids in the Kansas foster care system has been breaking records for several years now. More than 7,300 kids are in out-of-home placements, up from 5,000 in January 2012. The new Secretary of the Department for Children and Families, Gina Meyer-Hummel, says Kansas has beds, but not in all the right places.
We might have the beds, but the beds might not be able to meet the children's needs.
In an overwhelmed system, it's even harder to find a place for already hard-to-place kids. It's those kids, children who need intensive mental health care, older kids, sibling groups, who are the ones who are most likely to wind up sleeping in an office. But Diane Carver, vice president of St. Francis in Wichita, says they don't want kids sleeping in offices, even though it's just for a night or two, to become normal.
We have not changed our visitation rooms or our family-friendly rooms to accommodate children sleeping in the office because our goal is never to have a child sleep in the office.
KVC has started to set up crisis centers where kids can stay for weeks at a time if they need to. The first one opened in September in Hayes, where the foster care contractor had space in the same building as its pediatric mental health facility.
We have one that's going to be opening in Kansas City, which will really be of a benefit to my Kansas City region and even the East region kids. And then we have one that's opening in Wichita.
DCF didn't ask KVC to set up crisis centers, but after kids sleeping in offices made headlines and a shakeup at the agency, Secretary Gina Meyer-Hummel is asking for close to $1 million for actual beds and round-the-clock placement.
What we're looking to fund is more bed space so that for when we do pick up kids or when they have extreme needs, we'll have an immediate placement option for them.
In the meantime, the number of kids sleeping in offices is accelerating. 108 kids stayed overnight between July 2016 and June 2017. 167 have slept in offices in just the last 8 months. And Christy Applehands, who heads an organization of child welfare agencies, says that's hard on kids who already feel like they don't belong.
It sends a message when kids are sleeping in offices that there isn't a place for them.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox.